Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. For those of you who are new, hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about the things going on in my life, from my goals to my hang-ups to anything happening around us, usually with a lesson I've learned, a few tips you can follow along to, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this is something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast by clicking the subscribe button, turn on the bell notification so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Enjoy! So, this episode is a bit darker. I'm still trying to keep my episodes short, so I apologize if it feels rushed in any kind of way. But that is today's preface. I would also like to just add that this episode was recorded, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ahead of schedule by the time you hear it. I recorded it in advance. I can't even just think that far ahead, but basically this episode is recorded in advance, so this episode is not a reflection of my current state of mind, because, and here's a trigger warning, I'm going to be speaking about my depression a little bit, but I am over it and I am in a much better place. So yes, on to the actual episode, which is called Dealing With It, because that is what I've been doing. I've been just dealing with a lot of it. So over the last while, I haven't been handling my problems very well, so I decided I needed to change my approach, and this is what happened. So as we know, I am a very habitual kind of a person. I like my routines, I like set structures, and that is quite odd, but that's a few weeks from now's episode, don't worry. But the one thing I have to sometimes realize is not all of them are good. Not all routines, not all cycles are good for me. And I was actually in the middle of one and had to decide to either keep going or stop and get help to change it, because this was not good. So I tend to research a lot of methods, as we very well know, and on this one I think I needed professional help. So because of this modern time, I didn't call up my therapist, I basically WhatsApped them for an appointment, and to this day I have not received a response, which was odd. So me being the weirdo that I am, I decided it must be a sign and I need to go through this journey alone, which is not the brightest of ideas, because if someone isn't answering for something as important as a therapist appointment, like, maybe call. Like, why did I even think of this? Anyway, that's what I decided to do. So once again, I am completely fine at the time of recording, but when I wrote this episode, it was actually an ongoing process, so it's been building, and this is it. And this episode has been a long time coming, and I'm finally recording it today, so don't panic about what's going to be said. This is all in the past tense, and I'm good, so don't call me in a panic. But one of the things I want to just reiterate, I know I said it before, but there will be mentions of depression, so if that is triggering for you, maybe don't listen to this episode. I did speak about this previously in my mental health series, and I'm a huge advocate for good mental health, so you do you, but just be warned, there is mentions of depression. So moving on. During the time I was going through all this, I was feeling very depressed. I didn't want to talk to people in my house. I didn't want to even work most days, which is clearly a sign of depression, like not wanting to get out of bed, which is, as I said, a clear sign of depression. And I found out a few years ago that my kind of depression is what is called high functioning depression, or I am referred to as a high functioning depressive, which is basically a very fancy way of saying, in order to cope with being depressed, I hyper focus on things and getting things done in order to feel like I have accomplished things, which from an outsider's perspective makes it looks like which from an outsider's perspective makes it actually look like I am coping and I'm actually doing fine. But in reality, I'm not. I'm actually on a downward spiral. But I'm able to cover it up by saying, look at all these things I've done. How could a depressed person do that? Me? Psh, no. So that is what it is. So on the outside, it looks good. But internally, it's completely unbalanced and conflicted and just hot mess. So that's the kind of person I am when I'm in that spiral, as I tend to refer to it. That being said, I am also a very self-aware person, and I generally allow, and that is in quotation marks, I allow myself to spiral for a little while, and when it gets bad, I tend to reel it in and pull myself together and be like, okay, pity party is over. What is actually going on? Like, what is the root cause? And I tend to do a lot of journaling and writing and figure out what happens because that is how I process things. So one of the things I tend to do is write out a list of all the things that have upset me in the most recent while that I can remember. And also just try and write down everything that's been stuck in my head while on the spiral, because those tend to be very repetitive thoughts. So writing all of those down is the best thing I can do. And then once I have that list, work through each one until I have resolved it. So each and every single one, work on it until I get it right. So sometimes I can let go because they are just like, sometimes I can let them go because they are just something irrational or something I've built up in my head when it isn't actually that big of a deal. For other things, I tend to have to actually speak to someone and deal with it and have a conversation with that person because of something. Or the usual other third thing is usually a physical thing about myself that I need to fix or do something about. And as per usual, I'm going to give an example from real life. And the three things I mostly spiraled on for each of these categories were, number one, not feeling like I was doing enough, two, not helping out enough around the house, and three, not taking care of myself. So this may seem or sound like the same thing, but they actually aren't. For number one, the feeling of it being irrational was that I had to let go of this arbitrary goalpost that kept shifting of not doing enough and accepting that it's okay. Because at that point in time, I was already burnt out and just empty. And you can't give from an empty cup. So I've had to calm myself down and accept that my best is good enough. And that's okay. And to accept that was hard, but it was necessary. I am only one person and I can only do so much. So sometimes that required a physical pep talk to myself. Other times I just had to take a deep breath and then move on. But I got through that because you have to sometimes mentally get over something before you can physically do it. A lot of the times, the mind is stronger than the body, and this was definitely one of those items where your mind has to be stronger than your body because your body is done, just empty, and mentally being like, I am stronger, I am tired, and that is okay, is just all you need. For the second, for the second one, having to actually have a conversation with someone, surprise, surprise, it was my mom. And I actually needed to speak with her because I had a hard day's work one day, and then she asked me to do a favor, and then one favor turned into 12. That is not an exaggerated number. I literally counted. It was 12 different things she needed done. And my issue was that this problem could have been solved by other people in the house. Other people could have done this, and she knew it. She also knew I was tired because the day was hectic. And I had to recently sit her down and tell her, like, point number one, I am one person, I can only do so many things. But because of number two, there are other people she can ask to do these small favors. She didn't need to ask me to do all of them. And that was not an easy discussion, but it's something I needed to do because, as mentioned previously, you have to put in boundaries. I mentioned this in a whole episode dedicated to it. You need to put in boundaries to let people know what they can and can't ask you. And I once again gave too much. So I had to re-establish that boundary. And this took a conversation that was hard, but well worth it. So there we go. The last point was something that I needed to do for myself. And this one was my workouts. I had been slacking recently, so I was not as consistent as previously mentioned, and I had to really buckle down with it. So this means I had to start standing up and walking around more because I do have a desk job. I had to make sure I exercise at least twice a week. So usually my Sunday stretch, and then another time during the week, and then my consistent walking. And I always try to get it done early in the week, so my Sunday stretch usually rolls over into a Monday morning yoga session, which keeps up that motivation because, like, I did it Sunday, I did it Monday, I might as well just do it Tuesday. So that does help in terms of trying to keep a streak going and to form a habit. But this was me. This was all me. This was all physical. This was 100% on my physical strength, and accepting that, okay, you know, it was winter, we're now in spring, you gotta spring clean and do you. That is awesome, but use that motivation to get things done. And I can happily report I have been doing more, even if it's just walking more, doing a couple of lunges here and there. Getting in a little bit every day helps, especially with stretching. So I'm getting there. Trying to keep it short, my closing thoughts are that trying to keep this short, I'm cutting it off there. As I said, I am over all this. I'm in a much better place. But one thing about me is that I bounce back. And I'm better for it afterwards because I usually take a lesson with me out of everything. And the lesson of this spiral, so to speak, was that I was spreading myself too thin. I was helping other people and neglecting myself, which made me sick and unable to help, which then continued the cycle back and forth. So I needed to stop. I needed to get off that hamster wheel that was going nowhere and change something. Because life tends to work on a cycle. So I And because life tends to work on a cycle, I doubt this will be the last spiral I ever go through. But one thing I can say is I let myself spiral for a little bit just so I can try and find the lesson in it and then catch myself so that I know why I was spiraling. As a Piscean, I tend to have these kinds of things happen because I'm in my head a lot. But me being the person that I am, regardless of being a Piscean, is that I am able to navigate it in a way that is very insightful. And because I'm very self-aware, it tends to be very helpful as well. And that always helps me work out a game plan that I can use going forward. So in this case, I've actually made a list of prompts for myself so that when I journal these kind of feelings out after a spiral, I tend to have this prompt list of like, okay, what feeling are you going through? What kind of emotion do you attach to it? Is there a significant memory that pops up with it or something that triggers you in some sort of way? I can make plans once I figured these things out on how to be better going forward and how to change up the things that were keeping me in that spiral. So I wasn't doing well physically because I wasn't taking care of myself. So I now am, and I'm much better for it. That is something I have taken from it. I'm exercising more. I'm taking more time for myself. That is all helping me bounce back better from this most recent spiral. So there's always a lesson, and you can always plan afterwards. So I do have a couple of things that were triggering for me that I do plan on going to my therapist for. So once again, I am fine. I do plan on going back to my therapist and just dealing with those things. But for now, I am good. I also want to say that I do know for me specifically, I tend to recover quick, especially in terms of something like this kind of a spiral. Recovering as fast as I do is not the norm, but it's because of the person I am. I'm not one to sit around for months and being in a depressive state, because once again, I attribute this to the fact that I am a high functioning depressive, but things still get done even if things get me down. But I like to move forward and move on from things. And things that don't serve me or help me be better, I tend to move on quickly from. So for me, working through this and being productive is something that I know is not the norm, but that's just me. So everyone does things at their own pace. Some people spiral longer. Some people are in a depressive state longer. Others recover as fast as me, sometimes maybe faster. Everyone has their own way of doing things and dealing with things. So if you aren't on my level, that is 100% fine. You should feel the way you feel and be okay with it. And if you aren't, do something about it. I know it's not as simple as it sounds, but it's your choice to do what you do. If you like me and you know you want to spiral for these few days because it's going to be beneficial, go for it. But if you feel it's getting dangerous, get help. I hope that long-winded ramble made sense. I apologize if it didn't. But that's all on this episode. The song of the week is Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. Need I say more? It's literally a song about not giving up on yourself. And that's the best thing you can ever do. So don't. If you found this episode confusing or helpful or anything else, feel free to leave a comment down below, even if it's just to be like, what? I will appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and I hope you enjoyed. Don't forget to follow my Instagram down below, and keep being a better being. That's it from me. Love you. Bye.